Why country music?
Well, I'm always looking for good stories in American history, and it doesn't get any better than country music.
I find it very, very easy to be true.
And it affords an opportunity, as I think we've done in every project, is to sort of allow people to shed their own baggage, to sort of assassinate conventional wisdom and the superficial knowledge that we have, and paint a much more complex picture of this music that the songwriter Harlan Howard said was three chords and the truth, which admits right at the top that it's not as sophisticated or as complicated as classical music or some jazz. But that truth part, it's hard to ignore.
Crazy, I'm crazy for feeling so lonely.
I'm not sure I like country. People would say that to me when I was working on this. And it was funny because somebody asked me the other day who I made it for. I said, I made it for people who love country, people who aren't sure, and people who hate it. You know, because the people who love it have come in and said, wow, I had no idea that's why this song was written. I thought I knew everything about whoever it was. People who said, I'm not really sure about it, they said, I didn't realize how much I did know. That is to say that whatever your own tastes and acquisitions are, maybe you hadn't realized how much country had actually seeped into what you knew. And I just had have a good friend who looked at me and said, you know, Ken, I love all your stuff, but... And she could say, like, country music? I'm not sure. Meaning, like, I'd made some horrible career choice. And then he watched. He spent 4 days and watched all 8 episodes in an editing session. And he was in a puddle, weeping. Spent the last year and a half apologizing to me. I go, you don't have to apologize. I get it. I wasn't there either. And here I am.
Oh, you taught me to love him and promise to love.
You talked about all the kind of stereotypes you try to lay on top of country, and one of them is conservative. But you look at the history of country music and women. Where else did women tell their, you know, truth but country?
From the very beginning.
Right.
So the seminal figures at the beginning, at the Big Bang, are Jimmy Rogers, a blues-inflected singer from Mississippi, but then the Carter family. It's Mother Maybelle with the Carter Scratch. She's the original American guitarist of the 20th century, and Sarah Carter with her keening voice. And then you go through, and it's Rose Maddox, and it's Kitty Wells, and then you hit, you know, Patsy Cline and Loretta Lynn.
So don't come home but drink a-
talking about issues in the mid-60s at the time of the birth of the National Organization for Women and when women's liberation enters our lexicon, though she would never claim to be part of that, nor would her fans, she's saying, don't come home a-drinking with loving on your mind. She's saying, you're not woman enough to take my man. She's singing the pill. This is stuff no one in rock and roll and no one in folk music is talking about. These sorts of essential truths about how people, and particularly women, live. And what we understood was this powerful sisterhood that went all the way through it.
No.